It's God who gives the increase. This is Ken Ham, president of the ministry building a full-size ark near Cincinnati. This week, we've been discussing how to share the gospel and defend our faith. You see, the Apostle Peter exhorts us to prepare ourselves to give a reasoned defense of the faith. Now, in sharing the gospel, it's important to remember that salvation doesn't depend upon our arguments. It's the Holy Spirit who uses our words as part of bringing a person to faith in Christ as we point them to the Word of God. And you know, the Apostle Paul wrote that we need to be gentle and humble as we correct the errors of unbelievers. And what's more, we should also pray that God might grant them repentance. As you seek to lead people to faith in Jesus Christ, trust God to work in the hearts of unbelievers as you defend the Christian faith and proclaim the gospel.
What does the Bible say about apologetics and defending Genesis? Visit our popular website, AnswersInGenesis.org. Learn how to defend the faith at AnswersInGenesis.org.